Are you at high risk for blood clots? Some recent high-profile blood clot injuries or deaths could help bring public awareness. Ann Rose is a clinical pharmacist at UW Health in Madison. She says blood clot-related deaths are more common than most people realize. 2 million people are diagnosed every year with deep vein thrombosis, one-third of whom die.
In the state of Wisconsin alone, Surgeon General reports anywhere from 6 to 11,000 people in the state of Wisconsin will develop one of these types of clots. And about 2,000 people in Wisconsin will die from them.
About 600,000 of DVT patients nationwide develop a pulmonary embolism. That's a clot that traveled from the limbs to the lungs. And of those, 200,000 will die. Blood clots do not discriminate against just the old or the sick. Anyone is susceptible. Rose says the most common risk factor is inactivity, especially after surgery, during long-distance travel, or at an office cubicle. The best preventive measure is to move. Keep the blood circulating. How would you even know if you had a blood clot in your leg?
Having a swollen calf, it might feel very painful, even just to like a light touch. It may feel warm or look red, and usually it's happening in one leg more than the other leg. For a clot that happens in the lungs, you might feel short of breath, even if you're just resting, have some sharp chest pains, increased heart rate. You may feel sweaty or even cough up blood.
Rose works regularly with patients who are at high risk for blood clots. Family history is a significant risk factor, as is smoking, pregnancy, birth control, obesity, dehydration, a past blood clot, injuries, and cancer patients. Some people have a clotting disorder and don't even know it. It causes their blood to thicken more easily. A regular chest x-ray will not show blood clots in the lungs. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.